cadavers and corpses, ghouls and ghouls, it's Spooktacular Show! The following is a public service announcement.
Cats? Cats are Halloween. People try and act like it belongs to pumpkins. Or witches, or ghosts, or goblins. But no. No, no, none of that is true. You hear me? The truth is, Halloween is cats. Cats is Halloween! My birth name was Allison Catherine First. But now, my legal name is Alley Cat Fur. And I am here to tell you, this year, skip giving kids cavity-causing candy. And instead, hand out stray cats to children. They're always nearby and very easy to capture. Trust me, I have 36. I mean, I'm running a little low, but there's more on the way so that no kid will have to go without this Halloween. If you find it difficult to capture a stray cat, I have many extra traps for you to rent. And just think of the look on a kid's face when you drop a screeching cat into their candy bag. Your joy. This year, don't trick a kid into cavities and big dentist bills. Treat them to the soft touch of a screeching cat.
My guest today is an actor, director, and casting director in the film and TV industry, Samantha Jane Tilton.
Heyo! What's going on?
Thank you so much for being here with me together. In our apartment.
It is lovely to be home with you in our apartment.
Thank you for walking across the room and sitting down with me.
It's a lot of work, but you know, you're kind of worth it.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, today I'm very excited for the Spooktacular Show bonus stage. Spooktacular Show, we will be doing a watch-along for It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yay!
Yes. Now, anyone at home who wants to do this with us, this show is available to rent on YouTube, Vudu, Google Play, and Amazon Prime. Or you can watch along on ABC's app or online channel. They do have some commercials on that, so we're going to edit those out. But you can either, you know, get the DVD or rent it, like I said, or watch on the app. So just so you know, we'll edit out the commercials and we'll give you a countdown here to when we're going to press play. Now, before we get started, Samantha, you've seen this one time.
Only one time, yes.
And it was just recently.
It's on Halloween. Today is Halloween.
Today is Halloween.
It was a few days ago when they were airing it, and you were like, can we watch it? From early in the morning, I got texts saying, can we watch it? I'd never seen it. And I love it. So I'm so happy to watch it again.
Okay. So again, we're going to give you a countdown right here. As soon as I press play, you press play on your home device. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
So cute.
I always, as a kid, was like, ah, look, he takes one bite and he throws it away.
What a waster.
He just throws the apple away.
Son of a bitch.
Kick someone's leaves out. What a jerk. I already don't like this kid.
So thoughtless.
And it's so funny that he's got a pumpkin patch like two
it
two
is,
doors
it is
over.
Yard, because yeah. We all have that in our front yard.
And his sister's so mean. Now. Come on, come on.
She's like making him do. Let me just look at my nails.
There we go. Now
you
brother.
Carry the big ass thing home.
I do love this opening sequence, though, with the classic Peanuts music. Oh. Now we're going to walk through a fence we didn't walk through the first time. There you go, Linus.
Work. Good job. Aw, smarty boy.
Work smarter, not harder.
She's like, could care less. She's like, die, little brother, die.
Yeah. That's always kind of been Lucy's character there.
I know. Stop hurting. Get the fuck up.
Poor guy can barely lift
it. I know.
And now she's laying down some poster board.
She would be a neat freak.
Now she's coming at him with the knife. Watch out, Lannis.
Watch out, man. Just tell the way she stabbed that thing what she's really about. Waster. They're just wasters.
You sad about
that? Actually made me sad when we watched it.
I know.
Poor pumpkin. I just love the simplicity of the animation. I freaking love it.
Yeah. Even just this opening sequence, yeah. It's very choppy and kind of all over the place, but it's great.
Which for me is so much more beautiful. Yay.
Yeah, I love that the ghost peeks out from behind the... It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Can we dress up as ghosts today and go out?
Sure.
I think I still have a Snoopy doll at my dad's.
I love that this is his contribution, blowing one leaf under the giant pile.
He's like, yeah, bro, I got this.
And Charlie Brown thanks him. Now here comes Linus with his giant sucker into the pile.
That's so what I would do, though.
This whole segment with he and Lucy kicking the football is like a classic Peanuts.
Yeah?
Yeah, they do this. This is one of their most famous ones. And I love he tells her exactly what she's going to do.
She's going to do it. I'm like waiting for it now.
Here's a signed document. That's how much she...
She is evil.
She's got, like, the fact that you're... She's got a document she brought
prepared.
With her.
Prepared.
Just so you'll be like, oh, obviously she wants to...
So she straight up thought of this all. Yeah.
She went way out of her way just so I could get a chance to kick this ball.
What a hoe.
Oh, it was never notarized. Evil. Linus here writing his letter.
I love his little tongue out when he writes. He's so concentrated.
I do have to say I like this idea because it's so original.
I was just going to say, like, the premise of this, the Great Pumpkin, like, and it's so awesome.
Yeah, because he's, like, poo-pooing Santa here. But he's talking about, like, I like the idea of, like, it's almost parody of itself where, oh, you believe in some guy with a white beard.
Right.
You got to get with it and believe in the real
pumpkin,
thing.
Pumpkin, man. Come on. Yeah. It's pumpkin time. Let's face it. Santa Claus has had more publicity.
Snoopy's laugh is so smart. Funny.
It's so smart and yet so simple and beautiful. I just freaking love it.
Snoopy's literally falling on Lucy here. I love that Lucy is like 8 years old, but she looks like an old, angry middle school teacher. And Linus looks like a guy who's walking into like a methadone clinic. His hair is so stringy. Now here's a random neighbor in his house just to yell at him.
Poor Linus. Everyone yells at him.
I know.
What's so great is that this has been a current theme. Like, this has happened year after year, and he's still doing it.
I know.
And she's like, I always have to tell people. Like, he still believes.
And then here's Sally, who likes him. I love the effect of his blush, which is clearly red-colored pencil. This does also show some signs of its age because, like, Lucy already has tricked Charlie Brown into hurting himself and shaken her little brother by the shirt, which would never be okay today. Come watch this kid's show where we beat everybody up.
I don't know. Older siblings can be mean. Yeah, that's true.
They definitely can be.
You're an older sibling, but you weren't the mean one.
I was not. That's true.
You didn't pick the fights.
I do love the sequence here with his Indiana Jones blanket. And then
she can't stop.
The arc.
Love it.
The path that the letter follows. The three big loops. And then it wiggles in. And she's so mad she was wrong.
She's just going to crush it.
And see, I want to feel bad for Charlie Brown, but that's how he dances, so I don't.
I got to say, I wish I could dance like that, man. That's how you dance, babe.
That's only partially true. I love that the people she hangs out with are so evil, they made a list of people not to invite.
They're like the mean girls of their time.
Easily.
Terrible. Aw.
Lions is getting prepped. Welcome, great pumpkin we just saw. Now we're making costumes. Those were the days. I love the joke with Lucy there. I love that.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're all just running him down, and Sally's like, but he's nice.
He's cute. He's smart and intelligent.
Does Lucy ever have his back? Ever?
She does, yeah. A couple times, yeah. Okay. You'll see later. I like that they call it tricks or treats, too.
I know.
Not trick or treat, tricks or treats. Back in the day when people used to. When people weren't psychotic and like trying to maim children, they used to actually do tricky stuff.
Yeah.
Instead.
Like scare them a little.
Not straight, just candy. Sometimes you'd get something that wasn't candy. Of course, Charlie Brown, he's such a schmuck. He doesn't understand the concept of cutting two holes. He's got like 30 cut into his sheet. Pigpen's got the dust cloud here. He's the dirty ghost. I love that it just puffs out of him like a chimney, too. Just like,
poof, poof. Like a dirty little bastard. Mm-hmm. This was a funny point that you made.
Yeah, Snoopy, who, he's got a great costume, but his whole segment in this is just to serve the ending that comes up later.
Yeah. But
it's an entire war segment in a children's show.
Which is...
About Halloween.
Which is, as you said... pretty bizarre, like in a children's show. It's all about
he's doing the march here with his. Now we cut back to the kids, do the pumpkin patch. Have you come to sing Pumpkin Carol?
I don't think I heard that last time.
That's the thing, the idea about this, they're here in the pumpkin patch with Linus again, and he's basically like, oh, you should stay here, and he'll come and give us presents. It's like, dude, he has never come yet.
I know, but that's what's amazing about him, is that he just, it's as if he never disappointed him.
Yeah.
He just keeps believing. Yeah, like, what? That's crazy.
And here comes the moment. The kids take off. I love that there's the ghost with the Davy Crockett hat. Like, he's like the ghost hunter.
He's like culminated in many characters.
Ghost hunter back in the. And she runs back. And they're going to sit in the pumpkin patch. That's the you actually see the whites of Linus's eyes one time.
For the first time in ever.
Linus just professing he's got to pick this one. It's the most sincere. I love that Sally's bow is like just part of her bangs. Like
it's just like planted on her face.
Yeah. It's like it looks like there's a butterfly on her big bushel of bangs. I love that that's how they get the door open. They chant. They don't ring the bell. They don't knock. They scream outside like an angry
mob. Hey, in there! Give me candy!
I want some treats! He's given up. The boy's given up candy.
I know.
In spirit of the pumpkin. I mean, that's a true believer, man.
I also love that Charlie Brown is shocked every time here that he gets a rock. You're watching the stuff go right in your bag. Every other kid looks like they're dumping a bag of cereal with toys in it. He's getting a rock every time.
Well, he's got 19 holes. He's probably not looking out of the right one.
That's probably true.
I was like, what is that? What's a popcorn ball? Is that like a Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That would never happen today.
Yeah, kids wouldn't take homemade treats now.
Ever. Well, because I mean, there's psychopaths that would poison you.
Maybe in the suburbs or something.
Even there.
And now, after we've gone trick-or-treating...
Let's go to war.
Snoopy ties up his...
As you do.
And this is, I think, a minute and a half of Snoopy... See, I like the idea of it, like, gearing up and the doghouse taking off.
The imaginative, like nature of this whole... I love it.
Right.
He gets into character, he puts on his costume, and he's just in it.
He's... The scarf is already blowing.
Are you going to time how long this war sequence is?
Well, I don't have a stopwatch going, but I think it's over a minute.
I kind of want to time it. I'm curious how long this would go on.
But, I mean, I guess this is kind of reminiscent of its time, because this movie came out in 1966.
This came out in 1966?
Yeah, so you got to figure this was sometime, you know, World War II hadn't ended that many years before, maybe 20 years before or something. And when was, you know...
World War II ended, like,
1945, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 40. I was thinking sometime between 45, 47.
I think... Yeah, I don't know the official end date. I thought it was 45.
I can't remember, but it's sometime between those years.
And then the Korean War was, you know, a few years after that, 50 to 53.
It's so. Like kids, like, it's such a bizarre thing. There's bullets flying.
I know. Bullets flying all around him. He's shooting a fake machine gun.
I mean, although...
Trick or treat, kids!
Happy Halloween!
Yeah.
Although... Think about the violence that we see in video games and stuff today. I mean, this is like...
That's true. That's very true.
This is nothing. This is a cartoon compared to the stuff... People shooting people in every game.
Yeah.
And it's real, animated, like... looks like you're shooting real people. So, Snoopy's got this. It's kind of amazing that... This was... You said 1966?
66, yeah.
How well this has held up?
Yeah. It is impressive. And he's here now. His doghouse is smoking. Lands in the chow bucket.
So that was over a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now he's supposed to be in France, like crawling through the countryside.
Oh, it's still going, so I should keep it going.
Oh, yeah. Now he's literally in a
barbed
trench.
Wire. Barbed There's wire. Literally barbed wire.
Trenches.
Kids, this is what to expect. When you go to war.
Sleeping on top of a haystack. Because
that's...
I mean, if you were in enemy territory in the middle of the night, you'd want to be out in the open.
Definitely. Straight up top, where everyone could see and feel you.
And they're running to the Halloween party. Stopping back. Checking in. Has the great pumpkin been by?
Hey, you suck.
This is kind of indicative because of children.
Look, he's all red.
Yeah, he's all red and upset. Sally's defending him.
I know. And then she's going to turn on him like, you better not screw me.
But I remember being a kid, and kids were like that. Kids were just, not all of them, but a lot of them were mean, just cruel.
Yeah.
Oh, he's, I love how he's sweating. It's like raining.
I love that so much. That the first time we watched that, mm-hmm. what a way to say what he believes, nothing but sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a beautiful thing. That's so pure what he believes.
It is. And now, poor Charlie Brown, again, I want to feel bad for him, but...
Why don't you?
They just pulled the football away from him 10 minutes ago after a written contract was produced. And now they want to model him, quote-unquote, and now they're drawing on the back of his head.
I know, but like...
He
just wants to believe.
I know.
Oh, he's so mad.
Literally smoke above his head. Now we're back to Snoopy and the French countryside.
Okay, so if I put the stopwatch back on, it would keep going. We were already at like over 2 minutes for that war sequence.
Coming across the river here, swimming, reminds me of Oregon Trail when I was a kid. Just leave. Do you ever play that game?
No.
This is a computer game. We used to play it in school sometimes. It was just, you would leave whatever town it was.
Yeah.
And you had to go across the country, and you basically, and we're still doing the war scene.
I was like, we're still, I'm like shocked. I'm like, can't believe this is still happening.
An abandoned house. He's crawling through
this it. This special is only, you know, under 25 minutes. So this is like...
Oregon Trail used to always die in the river sometimes, though. Anyway.
I want
to
hear what Oregon Trail is.
You have the perfect mouth for bobbing for apples, Lucy. That's a good line.
Ew.
This is another classic Peanuts thing. The Lucy freaking out about the dog germs.
It's funny to how they show, even in a kid, somebody that's so OCD and neurotic.
I know.
I kind of love that.
Now Schroeder has his... I love that Schroeder always had this little tiny piano.
I know. I'm like, is his leg like wrapped around
it? It's slightly larger than a foam finger. And he's banging it out.
Like it's a grand piano.
Like it's a grand piano in the middle of a five-star hotel or something.
Snoopy was just very happy to be back from war.
I guess, yeah.
Is that what this is? And like this, his welcome home song?
Maybe. And this usually kind of escalates the same way with Snoopy and Schroeder. It usually starts with kind of some joy and then Snoopy getting depressed and sad. Aww. Now we're back to happy, though.
Sounds like...
Oh, now he's getting choked up.
Oh, it's like me. I'm happy. That's emotional. I'm happy.
Now back to the happiness.
He kind of looks like Mickey Mouse there when he's straight on.
He does, yeah.
Right? Without the ears.
Choked up again. Poor guy.
He's a sensitive guy. I was auditioning an actor the other day and they were like, I was directing them like, how to, you know, tone it this way or blah, blah, blah. She's like, I can't help it. I get so affected. I'm like, you're an actor. What do you, of course you get affected. Like, we're sensitive beings.
Oh, he's howling along. He can't take it. He has to walk out. He literally leaves the party crying.
Aww.
I feel you, Snoop. Now to compose myself to sneak back across enemy lines.
Look at the little pumpkins.
Now Sally is realizing what a mistake she has made.
But you didn't. Belief is nice.
Not if you miss Halloween.
I know.
I believe you've missed a lot of fun.
A lot of candy. That's like the worst.
Now this is the whole payoff for Snoopy's whole adventure.
Look at his hair.
I know. Oh. Linus thinks he's the great pumpkin.
Look at the moon. Look at her tongue.
And
she ain't having it.
I love the faint lines on his head, too.
Aww.
She's ready to lose it. Sally.
Trick or treat.
I love that she starts shaking him.
She's so freaking adorable.
You blockhead. All that came was a beagle.
Beagle.
I'll sue. My favorite line. Coming up right here. I had to believe you. I thought she shook him. There we go. You owe me restitution.
I love that line.
It's my favorite line in the whole thing.
That's what I mean. It's so smart. It's so smart and so... I just love it.
And he's still there.
He just mentioned a woman scorned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so a woman that's been adorable.
Cheated out of tricks or treats.
Tricks or treats.
Oh, big slip, man. You said if...
Oh, I meant win. I didn't mean it, no.
I meant win. Yeah, you are, buddy. See, I really wish we could see the poor guy's crying out. I really wish we could see the thing years later where he's still there, like at 18. Please,
I know. That's what when we watched it the other day. I was like, did it ever actually come? And you're like, no, we never.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
4 a.m. He's still out there. Now this is the one time Lucy redeems herself.
You're right. This is I.
She's like, oh man, where's my brother that I constantly abuse and neglect?
I know.
Let me go. She's not even doing this for him. This is for her, so she won't feel terrible.
You know,
I do love her getup too.
I know. It's like a raincoat. It's not rainy. I don't know what's going on.
It's out there shivering.
Yeah, but you know.
No, I know.
This
is the one redeeming thing of the whole special. They're so abusive to him the whole time.
She took off his shoes.
Yeah,
she covers him up. She's pissed because she was inconvenienced. But
yeah,
like when push came to shove, she took care of him. I love that.
They must live somewhere nice because it's November 1st and they're out there in a t-shirt each.
Although I walked around New York City yesterday in just a long sleeve shirt.
That's true.
That was October 30th.
The Great Pumpkin. I love that he checks in. Oh, the Great Pumpkin never showed up? So, Linus missed Halloween. I know. Like, we're awake. He wouldn't have been tipped off with all the gifts. Linus is so mad at him for even saying anything about the Great Pumpkin. He's flipping out right now. I love this ending, too.
Next year.
Yeah, exactly. Next year, you'll see. I'll prove you wrong. And you know it's sad when Charlie Brown is rolling his eyes at you.
Right?
You know what I mean? His Halloween was he got a bag of rocks and he thought he was going to be a model and instead they drew in the back of his head.
And embarrassed like, the poor guy. Like,
this poor schmuck is going to go do this again next year. You'll see Charlie Brown.
He's just like, oh, I'm just let him rant.
I know.
I don't care.
And apparently they're on top of like a skyscraper.
I know. Where are they?
Here's this giant wall they're just leaning on.
Because kids are very much allowed by themselves to sit up on very high areas.
Of course.
Where you could just fall over the edge at any moment.
Any moment. And there it is. The end. So that is it, everybody. That Spooktacular Show. Thanks so much for tuning in with me and with Samantha Jane Tilton.
Hi. Bye.
Where can people find you if they want to find you online?
I don't know. Type in my name. You'll find me somewhere.
She's out there.
I'm doing stuff.
She is out there. So thank you guys so much. We hope you enjoyed this special edition of Spooktacular Show. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Spooktacular Show is brought to you by...
It's trick-and-treaty time, so come on down to Jack-O-Lanterns, the only spooky Irish pub in New York City. Gorge on ghoulish Guinness stew, fill up on corpse beef and cabbage, bob for brains in our brandy bucket, and have a pint or two of blood. And maybe have some blood pudding with blood. Or maybe blood sausage with blood. Or maybe have the pint, put it in sausage together. Blood, blood, and blood. And if you're lucky, you may just even get out alive. But not if the leprechauns eat your face first. Jack-o'-lanterns, you'll have a great time. If you're lucky.